Good morning. Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of real estate investing advice. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Today, we're talking about raising capital. One of the things I noticed when I wrote the book, Magnetic Capital, was that there are five principles. And when you adhere to all five of those principles, raising money is remarkably easy. When one or more of those principles are not adhered to, raising money is terribly difficult. And so today, we're going to cover the five principles of raising capital. And over the next several days, we're going to drill deep into each one of those. And what does it mean to satisfy each one of the five principles? But before we get into the five principles, I want to give you an analogy. Raising money should be a perfect fit type exercise. It's a frictionless exercise, and it's a little bit like going out and buying a pair of shoes. When you go to the shoe store, you may encounter the most beautiful, the most lovely pair of shoes, and oh my gosh, it's your lucky day, they're on sale. But if the shoes don't fit, you're not a buyer. Doesn't matter how beautiful they are or how deeply discounted they are, if they don't fit, you're not a buyer. And it's exactly the same when it comes to raising money. If you don't have that perfect fit, it's not going to work. Don't take the money. So, what are the five principles? Number one, relationship. Most people are not going to part with hundreds of thousands or millions of their hard-earned savings if they don't have a relationship with you. So it starts with relationship. Number two, trust. Trust is more than just, is this an honest person that I'm dealing with? There's a whole series of layers. It's a complex psychological contract associated with trust. And we're going to drill deep into that in a couple of days. Number three, results. What are your track records? Show me that you have the track record of being successful so that when I place my money with you, I have a high percentage chance of getting it back. That's a subsection of trust, but it's so important that it merits its own category. Number four, having a compelling opportunity. A number of times I've encountered investors who said, you know, I had a great deal, but I just couldn't get it funded. Well, there's often a clue in that. It means either they were looking in the wrong place for the money, or maybe that deal just wasn't that compelling. And then finally, alignment. What is the alignment between the goals for the money and the goals for the project? In terms of rate of return, in terms of tax consequence, control structure, all these different aspects. And again, we're going to drill deep into that in a few days, but there's many sub-criteria for assessing that perfect fit, the perfect alignment. And when you have satisfied all five of those principles, raising money is remarkably easy. I look forward to drilling deep with you over the next several days as we go into each of the five areas. In the meantime, have a spectacular day. Go out, make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.